These days, fighter training has become more sophisticated. Coaches, fighters, and hobbyists alike all realize that to remain healthy, injury-free, and perform their best, it takes more than just steady runs, bag work, pad work, and sparring. But what types of session are needed? How often should you train? What order should those sessions go? Organizing your training week, whatever your level of commitment to Muay Thai, can be daunting. However, it doesn't have to be. Let's run through the steps I use with clients to create your most effective weekly training plan. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance. In this episode, we begin breaking down the steps I take when working with clients to schedule their weekly training plans. Over two episodes, we'll cover what the different session types are and how to prioritize them, outline how many of each session types you need each week, and apply sports science best practice to determine what goes where and why. We'll look at time blocking each session and finally follow seven steps to create your own weekly training schedule. So let's get started. Regardless if you're a full-time pro or a part-time hobbyist, you must make the most efficient use of your training time available each week. And that means hitting key priorities and filtering priorities layer by layer. Not all of your training yields the greatest results. It's important that you 80-20 your work. That is, focus on the 20% of your training that gets 80% of your results, not the other way around. My planning process is built on this fact and scales effectively, regardless if you train 3 hours a week or 36. As fighters, we have multiple performance quality buckets that need filling to different levels, and our various training sessions pour into particular buckets at different rates. Some sessions, like Muay Thai pad work, can serve multiple purposes, including technical and tactical Muay Thai skills training, cardio conditioning, local muscular endurance, mobility and coordination, and much more. It pours into several buckets, but not all. Other sessions, like resistance training, can target very specific purposes, such as strength, power, and speed. It fills only a few buckets, but it hits the ones missed by Muay Thai training. Although there's an overlap in the performance qualities both developed and used by different types of training, those buckets need balancing in order to remain healthy, injury-free, and perform your best. First and foremost, we're fighters. Muay Thai technical and tactical skill training comes first, and everything else is supplemental training. However, it's important that the supplemental training plugs the gaps left by Muay Thai training alone. If you can develop the performance quality adequately from practicing Muay Thai, then that's what you should do. But neglecting the qualities serving as your athletic foundation prevents you from reaching your potential and reduces your longevity in Muay Thai, competitively or recreationally. The three session types we must schedule each week are Muay Thai, resistance training, and cardio conditioning. And because of the overlapping qualities developed, the hierarchy for fighters is 1, Muay Thai, 2, resistance training, and 3, cardio conditioning. This provides the biggest bang for your buck. Muay Thai training targets technical and tactical Muay Thai skill and sport-specific fitness. Resistance training targets neuromuscular performance, strength, power, speed, anaerobic power. Cardio conditioning training targets foundation energy systems fitness, aerobic capacity, aerobic power, and aerobic capacity. The number of each session type needed each week depends on your competitive level or time available for training. We'll begin by outlining the three circumstances or schedule models that I use. The minimal model is for enthusiasts or fighters with minimal time looking to still maintain consistent progress. The competitive model is for fighters or those that want to train like fighters, looking for optimal long-term progress and longevity. And the extreme model is for fighters looking to progress while training in Thailand. Progress is the common denominator. Applied well, all three models result in systematic progress in both technical Muay Thai skill and athletic performance. All performance buckets sustainably get the attention they need. But these three models also represent either doing less than optimal, an ideal time investment, or more than is optimal. Training any performance quality only once a week quickly becomes maintenance. To progress, twice a week is minimal. Training a quality 3 times a week means quicker progress. Doing more than this can mean even quicker progress if you recover adequately for your body to improve. I've spoken in detail about hitting this sweet spot in a previous episode that I'll link for you in the caption. With a greater understanding of weekly training frequency, we'll begin summarizing the minimal model, the least amount of training you can do and still progress in the most balanced way. There are two Muay Thai sessions, two resistance training sessions, and one cardio conditioning session, because the Muay Thai sessions contribute enough cardio training to ensure weekly progress. All of these sessions combine to target specific qualities that make up a skillful, powerful, and robust Muay Thai fighter. As an extra, I've both a strength and conditioning for Muay Thai 101 guide and a three-part Science of Building Champions video series that dive into effective resistance training and cardio conditioning training for fighters, which I'll link for you in the caption. The competitive model hits the sweet spot, balancing both optimal short-term and long-term progress while avoiding burnout. There are five weekly Muay Thai sessions, two resistance training sessions, and three cardio sessions. And this is the model I recommend my clients aim for when possible. The extreme model is for those training in Thailand and with no other responsibilities outside of training and competing. For example, no family or work commitments and the opportunity to nap during the day between training sessions. There are between 6 to 12 weekly Muay Thai sessions, two resistance training sessions, and three cardio sessions. You'll notice the only difference between the competitive model and the extreme model is the amount of Muay Thai training each week. While in Thailand, the focus should be on technical and tactical practice, amassing quality skilled repetition. Although, due to the high training volume, your sport-specific fitness will improve too, it should be seen as a byproduct of the opportunity to build your skill. The foundation athletic performance side of the equation is more optimally addressed in targeted resistance training and cardio sessions. It's not just the number of sessions that matter. The quality of those sessions critically affects your rate of progress. Doing more isn't better. Doing better is. I highlight how to fast-track your ability through systematic, deliberate practice in the Breaking Limits in Muay Thai episode that I'll also link for you in the caption. The three schedule models, minimal, competitive, and extreme, all drive progress at different rates. And in reality, you're likely to land somewhere between any two of them. I've spent some time justifying the session types needed and how many each week create the best progress given your situation and time available. Now that heavy lifting's done, in the next episode, we apply sports science best practice and use seven logical steps to organize these sessions to create your own weekly schedule.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.